There's a distinctly maritime theme to our Lenten podcasts this year. Apostleship of the Sea Port Chaplain, Father Colm Kelly, is inviting us to haul anchor and set out on a 40-day voyage on the high seas that will lead us to the very foot of Christ's cross. So, during our Lenten voyage, why not listen to Father Colm's reflections and consider how we can allow the Lord to renew us on our journey?
Over the weeks of Lent, we are going to reflect on the journey that we are about to make in this holy season. But let's think of it not so much as a journey, but a voyage. A voyage that we are about to make that will take us through the trials and joys of the encounters that will come our way, and maybe even surprise us. So welcome aboard from our captain, myself, and the rest of the crew. In the Gospel stories, we tend to look on the figure of Jesus and the impact of his encounters with the main characters in the stories. Maybe on our voyage, we could learn some lessons from the ways in which those encounters transformed the lives of the central characters. And maybe reflect on how we could allow the Lord to renew us on our voyage this Lent. The first week of Lent invites us into the wilderness. We read in the Gospel of the anguish of Jesus in the wilderness and all the uncertainties and the trials that came his way in such a bleak place. Almost all spiritualities have a special place for deserts, for wildernesses and from wild seas, places where people get frightened and feel danger. In the ancient world of the Old Testament, for example, wild and uncultivated landscape was seen as something that was the work of God yet to be finished. It was seen both as unfinished and a place where dangerous forces lurked, beasts and demons, where the unexpected might be encountered. How very frightening. But maybe what frightens us even more are the untamed and uncultivated deserts within our own hearts, the unexplored and dark areas inside of us where we would rather not go. Perhaps we are frightened of what might lie in hiding there, how vulnerable we might be if we dared to take a closer look, what wild beasts and demons might prey upon us. We too feel uncomfortable in those places, except our fear may not be for our physical safety, but often for our sanity and our sanctity. Maybe this Lent we will allow ourselves to venture into those areas of our hearts and minds. So the first week of Lent is a kind of invitation into that bleakness, to face those dark places, but without fear, for we are certain that the God who overcame the demons in the wilderness is with us always to give us strength. So what do we need to do before setting off on this voyage? Before any ship leaves port, there are lots of checks that need to be carried out to see that our vessel is fit to make the planned voyage and also to make allowances for any unexpected twists along the way. We check the cargo. Importance of our being ready and prepared for what we might face. We need to check that we have enough fuel and provisions to last us, but not too much that will slow us down. We mustn't carry anything unnecessary. In Lent, just what do we need to carry? What should we leave behind on the quayside? Well, we certainly need to carry an abundance of belief that God loves us and has a special care for each and every one of us. We need to know that God's love for us is unconditional, unwavering. We need to be confident in our understanding of what it is that God has asked us to do in our world, our own vocation. He has called each of us uniquely to do something that he has asked no one else to do. And what do we need to leave behind? What might weigh us down on this voyage? You know, I think there's plenty of stuff that we carry around that we should have dumped a long time ago. Old hurts, perceived grievances, jealousies, family troubles that somehow we have not faced up to, but have allowed to fester and cause so much anguish. And for each one of us, all these things will be different our lists will be unique. In Lent, there will be many opportunities in our parishes to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Maybe that would be a good time to look at the list again. But for now, once we are sure that the cargo is sorted, let's cast off from the shore and voyage together into the vast wilderness of the sea and allow ourselves to be tested, just as Jesus was in his wilderness. The ropes are stowed, we have clearance from marine control, and the sea will be our common home for the next 6 weeks.